Welcome back, everyone. It is Lake Effect On Site from the River West Public House. I am Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. You have been listening to our next guest all evening. Many of you may have already heard Denny Rowan perform, either as a soloist or as a member of various groups around town.
But Denny's bread and butter, which you may already know, is in designing, repairing, and restoring guitars and some other stringed instruments. I've seen a mandolin and a harp guitar and some basses over there in your shop. And he does it from that shop, his business, Denny Rowan Guitars.
He has plied his trade here since moving up from Chicago. We will hear his story in just a moment. But first, how about some music? What might you play for us?
Well, I'll play something that I wrote, I guess, during lunch break, partially. I call it lunch break. Like so many fingerstyle tunes, we're really uncreative with our titles. You know, it's very simple, but a little something. It's a little ditty. For those of us that live here, we kind of know this is a fingerstyle town, one of the fingerstyle centers of the universe, and it's wonderful because I love fingerstyle, and it's just wonderful to be here. So I'm going to do a little fingerstyle tune.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
That was River West's own Denny Rowan with Lunch Break. Denny, that was fabulous. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for doing that. People might know that I call Denny the Guitar Whisperer because he is just so masterful, not only as playing, but also repairing and doing all kinds of other stuff, which we will get to in a moment. But we should probably ask, what brought you to River West?
Well, I moved my shop from Chicago to Milwaukee. I was in business for a while. I ran a couple guitar factories early on in Chicago, and then I decided to start my own business, which I also did on the south side there. And it just, as a single parent, Chicago's not a great place. And you spend a lot of time in your car. And I had different opportunities around the country to set up the business, but I knew Milwaukee. I knew there was a tremendous amount of wonderful guitarists up here and other musicians. And so I took the chance and moved my business up here. And I'm also a person that likes the outdoors, and instead of having to drive up here, why not live here? And it's really worked out. It's worked out great.
Yeah, you're a good fisherman too, because I have eaten some of the salmon that you have caught.
Yes, I do enjoy the fish.
Well, and so you've talked about what you do, but why is that what you do? What was it that led you to pursue the life of a luthier?
That's an interesting question. I'm one of those people that, and probably a lot of people in River West are like this. When I was a kid, I would see a guitar in a window of a store, and I would stand there just like, how can I get that guitar? And how can I learn to play that? I was just mesmerized by it. And I was fortunate to have grown up next door to Barry Oakley, who ended up in the Allman Brothers, and he was a few years older than me and played in some tremendous bands around Chicago, and I had the good luck and good fortune of being able to hang out. I just kept my mouth closed, and that whole vibe and creating music and everything about it is what's driving me and still does. And you know, people often say, "Are you going to retire at some point? Why would I retire? Why would I quit doing something I love so much?"
So how is what you do informed by being here, by where you are?
Well, and once I did get up to Milwaukee, I was on Brady Street, and it was just too rowdy there, as they said earlier. Actually, that was a great place, but it's too commercial there, and I needed to be in a place that didn't have that kind of traffic. It's really, I'm more of an appointment-type business. I think I spent 10 years in the Milwaukee Enterprise Center at 4th and Locust looking for a place in River West. I could not find the right place. And with the help of a fellow who was working with me at the time, Paul Drecke, Paul came to work one day and he said, "Hey, I heard this bakery's for sale." I said, "I'll be back in about 15. I went over and bought the building. And it's been... I was looking for the perfect place. You know, and to say the least, I'm a little bit of a picky person. It took 10 years, but the place that we've located about, maybe it's 18 years now, it's just perfect.
Does it still smell like a bakery?
It doesn't.
No.
It smells like a guitar shop. But it's a wonderful place because I really wanted to be a part of all this. To me, River West is a lot like Greenwich Village or Berkeley, you know, and maybe even Memphis, you know, with Sam Phillips down there, where something's happening, something really exciting and new, and people think it already happened. Well, it's happening here. There's new things happening in River West all the time. There's filmmakers, there's guitarists, there's musicians, there's potters, there's glassblowers, there's everything here, you know. And it's people who are you know, like they're sticking their neck out, and that's the kind of people I like to hang around with.
I know we have, or you have done some work for people whose names we cannot mention. but talk about how they find you and what they see in your work. Why do they make the pilgrimage to Denny Rowan and River West when they could go anywhere?
That's another good question. You'd have to ask them. I think it's the conversation we have and the fact that I do play, so we can sit down and we can go over what it is the particular person is trying to achieve with the instrument. Because like you were talking about with the bikes earlier, they have to fit a certain way. So does an instrument. And for a lot of musicians, sometimes they're trying to do something new. They want to create something new, so they have some ideas. And then they bounce that off of me, and I have a reputation for knowing the mechanics and how these things will come together. And so we can make those changes to their instrument, and sometimes these are instruments that are their babies, you know, so you can't make a mistake.
Well, you've done some changes on the guitar that you're playing. Can you quickly describe a couple of things that you've done to take that from an off-the-rack guitar to make it your own?
Yeah, this is a 1970 Martin D28. And for fingerstyle players, the kind of guitar that Michael Hedges played. It's a wonderful guitar, but coming off the rack, the bracing was a little heavy. And over the years, being in the business, I've had the good fortune of being able to feel inside, look inside some of the, you know, just wonderful sounding instruments. And so I'd go, oh, I see some braces are scalloped a certain way. And so I applied a lot of that knowledge to this instrument, scalloping braces, different kinds of frets and special work to the saddle so that we can intonate properly for all these open tunings. After you do that, it probably took another 5 or 6 years before it stretched out, and now it just sounds beautiful.
It's big. It's got a great big sound.
Yeah,
it
takes time.
Yeah.
These things take time. A lot of times you do something and you're doing it because it's going to take a few years. You know, I'm telling the guy, we're not going to walk out of here. It's going to take a few years before it really hits its spot.
Well, I hope you have another song you might play for us.
Well, sure. And, you know, I'd like to play something that takes me back to Barry Oakley, who wasn't around for a long time, but he did a lot of wonderful music. And people don't realize there's a tune that's out there called Little Martha by Duane Allman. Now, originally that song was actually written with Barry. Barry and Duane wrote that and another fella sitting on a beach. You don't hear that version where there's actually a bass part in it, but I always like to go back to that because just to remind myself where the fire came from to do all this and to get involved in this lifestyle.
Thank you.